He's an incredible record. He's only ever been beaten three times, and they've all been around right-handed. I remember the talk last year, Nicky said that the way that was at the Reynoldstown, he looked so bad, and he improved so much to win an RSA. That Cheltenham record, it's second to none.
I think it's only coincidental, though, that his defeats have come right-handed. He won a novice hurdle in Kempton. He'd no problem there. He was beaten in a bumper in Kempton when he had shown very little at home. He was beaten in the Feltham behind Grand Cru. His wind caught him that day. He had a wind operation after that, and then he ran an Ascot in the Reynoldstown, and he needed the run badly, and he was beaten that day. He's won everything else, but I'd say, you know, if he had have just been at his best on any of those three occasions, he'd have won. So
he could be unbeaten,
well,
bar the first run maybe.
Exactly, yeah. But he I don't think there's any major issue with needing to go left handed, and obviously he's going left handed, so it is no issue anyway. But no, he's a very straightforward horse, and I think he's a worthy favourite, as I say.